This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the tragic incident at the airport in Boise, Idaho. A hangar under construction collapsed.
Officials in Boise say three people were killed and nine injured, some in critical condition, when a steel-framed airplane hangar suffered a catastrophic collapse Wednesday evening.
I mean, it was a very chaotic scene, as you can probably imagine.
Boise Fire Department Operations Chief Aaron Hummel.
The main structural members came down. It was fairly catastrophic.
Hummel said some of the victims were on an elevated platform when the structure fell. Witnesses described a loud noise like a dog whining as the building fell down in the shape of an M and part of a crane on top. Permitting records show contractor Big D Builders had obtained permits to build a $6 million, 39,000 square foot hangar for Jackson Jet Center, which offers private flights and maintenance. Boise's regular airport operations were not impacted. Audio courtesy KIVI. I'm Jennifer King.
Northern California is getting hit hard by the first of two back-to-back storms. Heavy rain and high winds that began hitting the San Francisco Bay Area last night are expected to continue powering down the coast. All of San Diego County has been under a flood watch. Now to a tax cut package the House has passed. The AP's Ben Thomas with how this may be able to help you.
It's a roughly $79 billion tax cut package focused on helping businesses and lower-income families. It expands the child tax credit for millions of families and restores three key business tax breaks. Prospects for the measure becoming law remain uncertain, with the Senate still having to take it up, but it passed the House 357-70.
A judge in London has just tossed out a lawsuit by Donald Trump, accusing a former British spy of making false claims that harmed his reputation. The judge says the case should not go to trial. We are hearing the European Union has sealed a deal on aid to Ukraine. This is AP News. Now to sea otters and how they're helping California. The AP's Ed Donahue.
New research shows the return of sea otters and their appetites is helping to rescue a section of California marshland. Striped shore crab were contributing to erosion in California's Elkhorn Slough.
It was really like more than Swiss cheese, it was triple Swiss cheese.
Researcher Brian Silliman at Duke University says sea otters were brought into the area and they love to eat striped shore crabs.
By eating that marsh crab and lowering its densities, they lowered the erosion effect of those crabs and thereby slowed the sloughing of the creek banks.
Silliman says it's important to maintain marshes because they're the lifeblood of many communities.
And it's very expensive to do. And the predators, by their reentering into the system, help us stabilize them, help them regrow at a relatively small cost.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.